Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There is a debate happening in this nation. And it is a debate about who we are and what we are as a nation. Are we a nation of laws, or are we a nation that is basically a free-for-all, do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, wherever you want to do it? You want to start your own country within a city? We let you do that. That's the left. Or do we go in and arrest you when you do that and make sure that you can't set up the city of Chaz or Chop? Do you want to live in a country where you can smoke weed and do heroin and crack and cocaine? Hell, we'll even give out drugs now if you go get the vaccine. Have you seen this? Yeah, you get free beer on July 4th if we get X number of people vaccinated in this country. And even it was at Washington State, isn't that right, Diaz? My producer and I were talking about this because it made us laugh. You can get high if you get the vaccine, not a joke. Or do we want to live in a country where we actually have rules against illegal drugs that we know do great harm to society, especially young people? Do you want to live in a country where we say, "What do you F the police?" What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon. And have politicians support that rhetoric, which is what we have in the White House right now. Or do you want to live in a country where we have law and order, where we actually do back the police, where we believe the majority of law enforcement people are doing a noble and amazing thing? Yes, there are bad apples in every profession, but we're not going to try to abolish and get rid of the police. In other words, do you want anarchy in America, or do you want law and order in America? This is the debate now happening in this country. There's another debate over wealth, right? We see inflation. We see some really bad numbers coming with inflation of 5%. Most we've seen since 2008 with the housing crisis. This is not good. But there are many that are cheering this on that have no problem with this. And the reason why is because they want us to all be the same. They want us to be a nation that is all equal and kumbaya in a way that makes us all the same through socialism or communism. We have people in this country that want to give the middle finger to Israel, that want to attack them and kill them and pull Jews into the streets and attack them like we've seen recently in New York City in the Diamond District in broad daylight. Or do we want to stand by our best ally in the Middle East and stand up against Hamas, Hezbollah, the Islamic State, Syria and other people like that? Or do you want to just say, forget it, let the Middle East do whatever it's going to do? If they kill a bunch of Israelis and take over Israel, so be it. If they kill a bunch of innocent people and enslave them, so be it. If Russia takes over the Middle East, so be it. There's a lot of people saying they're fine with that right now. You have chaos in Manhattan. Violent mobs ruling again. Yeah. You want to know what happened in Manhattan? Let me tell you what happened in Manhattan. There was chaos in Manhattan, not covered by the mainstream media. Violent mobs ran riots again in Washington Square Park. Party promoter behind the out-of-control rave tells us that the residents are fed up. You can leave if you don't like it, is what the organizer said. The landmark park has been plagued by noisy parties with complaints becoming so bad, the NYPD imposed a 10 p.m. curfew 2 weeks ago that lifted Saturday. On Saturday, a walker was beaten and mugged of his phone. Two people were knifed in a brawl. A 77-year-old cook had his head gashed open. The park has been described by the New York Post as ground zero for the city's descent into crime and chaos. Regular rave organizer David Shaman Ortiz, 28, who lives in Queens, has since dismissed his critics as Karen and Kevins who want to steal the joy from people. Ortiz also referred to the NYPD as the biggest gang in New York. This is New York's iconic Square Park. Hit by a fresh wave of crime, two people stabbed, elderly woman attacked, and a man beaten and mugged. Yeah, there you go. Welcome to chaos in America today. Chaos in America because we do not protect law enforcement. We do not seem to care about law and order. The videos coming out of New York are the same thing we saw coming out of Chaz and Chop and the riots in Portland and Seattle and everywhere else. Right, you can go do whatever you want to do now in America if you believe in the Democratic Party. Right, you can go and do whatever you want to do. Smoke weed, crack, doesn't matter. Go out there, have these raves in the middle of a civilized city that has lost civilization because they're anti-police. Or you can decide to be in favor of law and order, which brings me to another question about law and order, an important question about law and order. And let's talk about this question about law and order of what we should be doing at the border. You know, you have an administration that had a strategy and it went up in flames. I mean, it blew up this week. The strategy by this White House to try to convince you that we are, in fact, a country of law and order. Wink, wink, smile and nod. We are a city. We are a state. We are a nation of laws and orders. No, we're not. We're a city of anarchy and chaos right now. Let's be very clear. That's what we are. We are that city of chaos and anarchy. And they decide to go to Guatemala, Kamala Harris, and tell the people in Guatemala, get your house in order so people will stop coming to the United States of America. This is also not a joke. This is real. This actually happened. They say we need to help them fix their problems in their country. We need to help them fix their problems in their nations. And then if we do that, then it will fix our problems in our nation. How many of you buy that? Because I'm not. I'm not buying it. Now, that's one of the ideas you can come up with. That's a true, real idea. That's a real thing. That's what they're saying you need to do. This is not a joke. You need to talk to Guatemala and Ecuador and any other country where people are coming from. Explain to them what's going on. Explain to them what's happening. That's what they're saying you need to do. That's how you need to do it, folks. That's how this works. This is how America is supposed to be under the Democratic control. Mike Pompeo, he was on Fox News. I'm going to play for you what he had to say about this idea that we need to tell other people how to do things. But here's the other thing. There are other people that are now starting to fight back because they have no choice. One of those is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott, who we've had on the show many times, has come out and said, we got no choice now but to start arresting and jailing border crossers in Texas to stop the onslaught because we had over 170,000 try to cross that we caught in this country last month. We have no idea how many actually made it through that we didn't catch. This goes back to the grand debate we're having in this nation right now. Do we decide to go with law and order, or do we decide to go with anarchy and chaos? Do we decide to go with this, just open the borders and let's just roll? Or do we actually stand up and say, hold on a second, no, we're not going to do that? What Governor Abbott has issued is a disaster declaration in his state over Biden's out-of-control border neglect. That's his words, not mine. Take a listen.
I don't think this has ever happened before where a disaster declaration was made for border counties because of the influx of people coming across the border. But I did, because we're about to change the way that Texas addresses the challenges on the border, and we're going to start by helping these 34 counties respond by increasing arrests. We got a new game in town in the state of Texas. It's going to begin next week.
Hey,
and that
Governor,
is we're going to start.
Why can't you just say you're not allowed in and just protect the border say go back?
I'll be very clear with you, Sean, and that is, you may remember this. I know you did interviews on this more than a decade ago when you talked to Jan Brewer. When Jan Brewer was governor of Arizona, Arizona passed laws that did exactly that, where they would send people back and they would not accept people. And the law that Arizona passed went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in a case called Arizona versus the United States, where the United States Supreme Court said Arizona does not have that. You know the attorney general that I used to be, and so I follow the law, and the law that I'm going to use will be legal ways in which Texas is going to start arresting everybody coming across the border, not just arresting them, but because this is not going to be aggravated trespass, they're going to be spending a half a year in jail, if not a year in jail, as well as other action that I will be announcing next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. So Greg Abbott says, we're going to start arresting people. We're going to start jailing border crossers in Texas. We have no choice. We are declaring a disaster declaration. It was made for the border counties because of the influx of people coming across the border. He says, we have no other way to deal with this than to address it. Because this is more than just a challenge at the border. This is total chaos because of the Democratic leadership deciding open borders, let everyone in. Look the other way. Do nothing. Now, I go back to this theme of law and order. I'll give you another example of the chaos. You know, as Democrats forget about what makes this country, I think, an amazing country, which is the idea of law and order, or the idea of rule of law. Let me tell you something else that's happening in this country. You have a president that has not stood with Israel. You have a president that, even with this recent war that took place between a terrorist organization, Hamas, Palestinians giving money to the terrorist organization to try to kill anybody that can get their hands on that's Jewish, and the Islamic State, we had a president that was pretty quiet about it. We had an administration that clearly was not giving massive support to our ally. We've seen the rise in anti-Semitism because of the Democratic Party, because of their members like Ilhan Omar and AOC. There's a civil war happening actually right now within the Democratic Party. A civil war that has happened because AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the other gang members are hating on Israelis. Hating on Jews. And what happens when you see members of Congress that actually attack and refer to not only Jews as terrorists, but they even went a step further this week. You had the gang that actually referred to America, the United States of America, as being no different than a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda. You had a Democratic member of Congress who actually came out this week and compared the United States of America to Al-Qaeda. I want you to really think about that for a second. Think about what you have to be like. Think about who you are. Think about if you are you really fighting for America? Or are you a Trojan horse? I would argue that this gang of crazies is actually a psychotic gang of Democrats that they have not policed themselves, that are anti-American. You look at Nancy Pelosi, and she had to even say, we welcome a clarification or a walk back, because even she couldn't defend the words coming out of the mouth of her own members of her own party who referred to the United States of America as no different than Al-Qaeda. If you don't remember Al-Qaeda, you know, they're kind of like in charge of the 9/11 attack. Yeah, that's that Al-Qaeda. Just for the millennials out there that are all woke, I want you to know who they're equating us with. This, the country they're supposed to represent. They also equated Israel with no different being no different than Al-Qaeda or Hamas, right? A terrorist organization. So you want to know why there's a rise of anti-Semitic acts across the United States of America? Police in Arizona tonight are having to investigate a spray-painted swastika and an anti-Semitic slur found on the door of a Tucson synagogue. Listen to this.
Safe. A hole cut in the fence, this, daubed on the synagogue door, a swastika and a slur. 3 weeks ago, a rock smashed through the window of another synagogue in the same city.
Sadly, it's a new reality we're living in. We've seen this rise across America.
In the Bronx, there was a spate of attacks on synagogues, stones also reportedly thrown at volunteers trained by a group called CSS to protect temples.
We've had at least 50 new synagogues that have reached out in the last month It's becoming very real for our volunteers and very real for the community. We're trying to give them the best training they possibly can to deal with this.
When this began, mid-May, in Gaza and Israel, anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. spiked, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Jewish diners attacked in Los Angeles when a pro-Palestinian motorcade stopped, men got out and
started running toward the tables and asking indiscriminately who's Jewish.
A Jewish man badly beaten in New York City.
I thought they were urinating on my face, but it was actually, you know, pepper spray.
A third alleged attacker was just arrested Monday. But since the ceasefire in and around Gaza, anti-Semitic incidents haven't stopped here, just fallen back to a baseline that's been rising the past few years, along with
really the normalization, I think, of anti-Semitic incidents, the normalization of swastika and the normalization of even physical altercations.
Clearly, this issue runs deeper than knee-jerk reaction to violence in the Middle East. A research paper published in April states that in this country, the epicenter of anti-Semitic attitudes is young adults on the far right.
Which, by the way, is absolutely not accurate. It's not a bunch of conservatives that are out there beating Jewish people. We're the ones defending Jewish people. That's the part that makes me angry. But, of course, that's exactly what you would get from CNN, of course, right? CNN, leave it to CNN to say that way. Well, it's really somehow the far right that's doing all this. It is? No, it's not. It's the Democrats in Congress that are anti-Semitic this week that attacked Jewish people. Don't tell me it's a bunch of Republicans. That's just a lie. But this is how the media narrative pushes it out there. And you want to know why we've had this normalization of radicalism, like the normalization of swastikas? I'll tell you exactly why. It's because of the Democratic Party and the media. When you scream racist every day, bigot, and you name call people every day, even when it's clearly not true, to try to gain a political edge, which is what the Democratic Party has done, what the hell did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen in this country? Look at the Democratic Party every day over and over and over and over and over again. He's a racist. No, he's a racist. No, he's a racist. He's a bigot. He's anti-LGBTQ and add whatever other letters you want to add on. He's a racist. Well, I hear that person's a racist. I hear this person's a racist. I hear this person's at the N-word. Meanwhile, real racists like the president's son, Hunter Biden, we don't cover that. But if we hear some sort of random BS story about somebody connected to Donald Trump or that someone thinks Donald Trump back in the day might have used the N-word, we'll report on it even if we're just making it up, which is exactly what they've done. It's exactly what they have done. You look at what's happening in this country right now, and the reason why you can get away with going out and beating Jewish people is because there's members in the Democratic Party that are members of Congress that are equating Jews with terrorists. Hell, they're equating the United States of America as a nation of terrorists, saying we're no different than Al-Qaeda. We are no different than Al-Qaeda.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I go back to this theme of the Democrats and this president and this vice president. They want you to be ashamed of America. They want you to feel like America is evil. They want you to feel like America has something that's wrong with it that must be changed forever. And they want you to believe that this country somehow is a bad nation. And the way you change this country is by flooding it with new people and indoctrinating those people into your party. I'll give you another example. Biden rolled out the Welcome Act. We know this. They can say all they want to. They didn't, but they did. They rolled out the welcome mat for illegal immigrants. Border crossings are up 700%. No one's going to show up in court. We know that. No one. 700% border crossings are up. Why is that? Because they did it on purpose. Listen to this as this new report comes out. Fox had a new report that came out that said 65% of families caught at the border are immediately released.
Jeff, your thoughts?
I would just say we need legal immigration, sure, but we don't need a wave of illegal immigration like we haven't seen in 20 years. I mean, border crossings are up 700%, gentlemen, from last year. The border wall was working, but it was stopped by this president. The Remain in Mexico policy was working, but it was stopped by this president. He also tried to stop deportations until Texas brought him to court. He's reinstituted the fail catch and release policy. Do you think people are going to come back to court 5 years later? I mean, it is a joke. This thing is a crisis. And yes, we do need legal immigrants, but we don't need this wave of illegals that are coming here because Joe Biden rolled out the welcome mat for them to come. So it's all on Biden and Harris to solve a problem that they created.
The only thing is they're not wanting to solve the problem. They don't think they created a problem. This was an opportunity for the Democratic Party. This migrant surge we now know is overwhelming. Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector. We know this because they're on TV telling us.
Yeah, Mike, good afternoon to you. As we were saying, we're here in La Jolla, Texas, which is really one of the most active parts of this Rio Grande Valley sector. And we've seen a lot of activity already this morning. We'll show it to you right now. Take a look at this video we shot just about an hour ago here. A Border Patrol helicopter pinning down a group of runners who came across the Rio Grande, illegally came into the United States, and ran away from Border Patrol. These were guys who did not want to turn themselves in. Our drone overhead, some of them actually waving to the drone as they were apprehended by Border Patrol. Eventually, they were all sat down next to kind of a frontage road, an expressway out here, and taken into custody. Border Patrol telling us most, if not all of them, will be expelled from the country under Title 42, likely within the next few hours. They'll be bussed back into Mexico. But this wasn't the only activity we've seen today. Take a look at this video we shot just a couple of hours ago, also near here in La Jolla. This was a group of family units that just came walking literally right out of the brush onto a road and gave themselves up to Border Patrol. This is a much different approach. These folks are not running away. They are giving themselves up, actively seeking out Border Patrol and turning themselves in.
This is, by the way, what I've witnessed. I want to make this clear. I've been down to the border, okay? And you have these families and these kids, they'll walk straight out in the road. And the reason why they will walk out in the road is because they want to be caught. They're like, I got across the border. That was my goal. Hey, Border Patrol agent, please give me water, give me food, give me shelter, because that's what they're expecting from the United States of America. And the reason why they expect it is because that's exactly what we are doing. That's why they're doing it. This is why they're doing it. It's all about getting here. And once you get here, you know that this administration is not going to kick you out. They're going to let you stay here. Just get across. And if you don't, 65% is a new report of people that are being caught are basically being immediately processed and released into the United States of America, not released back over the border. That's what you need to understand. We're talking about being actually released into America. We're talking about being released into America. Okay, we caught you. No court date. No nothing. Go out into our society. Does that sound like an administration that says, and they lie? Because, again, Kamala Harris, let's go back to quoting Kamala. The border is closed. The border is closed. No, it's not. It's not closed. Everybody knows it's not closed. You can say that it's not that it's closed. We know it's not closed. It's the same woman that gets snippy at a reporter asking when she will go to the border. Right? She's on Univision exclusive. Univision exclusive interview.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date? ¿Tiene una fecha para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted.
I have to.
I love that. Do you have a date? Now, I wanted to play it for you with the Spanish in there because I want you to think about what people that are going to see this interview on Univision are thinking. You have a vice president of the United States of America that's refusing to go to the border to deal with the border crisis. And then when asked and challenged by Univision, she lies to their face, and then they're like, when are you going to go to the border? And she's like, I'm working on it. By the way, the FBI director, Director Ray, he was asked this week about what's going on at the border. Here's what he said.
Is it true that many of the foreign nationals who are being trafficked across our border often arrive here deeply indebted to the Mexican crime cartels?
Certainly, we have seen quite a number of such instances, absolutely.
Are those debts collected through indentured servitude to the cartels?
In some cases, definitely. We We are pursuing, we have a number of human trafficking task forces, as well as working on certain task forces with DHS to try to address that issue. But there's no question that the cartel activity on the other side of the border is spilling over in all sorts of ways, and you just put your finger directly on one that is extremely concerning to us all.
So the FBI director is saying there's no question the Mexican cartel activity is spilling over into the U.S. border because of the border crisis, an open border which no one in the administration is trying to fix. Wow. You know, Kamala Harris being in charge of the border security is certainly a gift that keeps on giving to the illegal immigrants and drug cartels. But again, you have to understand, this is being done on purpose. This is being done on purpose. This is also a slap in the face to people that come to this country legally, that do it the right way. That this is a 100% slap in the face to anybody that decided to come to this country the right way. So we have a choice to make in this country. We have a decision. Do we go with lawlessness and anarchy and set up your own cities and riots and looting and defund the police? Or do we decide to go with law and order? Do we decide to do what Texas has decided to do, for example, and say, we'll build our own border wall? We're going to put you in jail if you come across our border. We have no choice but to change our laws and to do what we need to do. You look at the Guatemalan president, talking about Biden's message. He's even mocking him, saying, give me a joke.
Hay mensajes confundidas de los Estados Unidos. La ley cambia mucho y cambió mucho adentro de una administración hasta el otro.
The question he was just asked, and again, I wanted to play this in Spanish because I want you to understand how many people are having to do this. And I'm going to give you the translation. But this is a world issue right now. Everybody knows this. People are also leaving because there are confusing messages from the United States. And it changed a lot from one administration to the other, is what the person said. Well, humanitarian messages were used, the president says, of Guatemala. They were used. And he says they were used here by the coyotes in a distorted manner that the coyotes knew because of what they said over there is that, well, they will promote family reunification. So the coyotes came and took the children and the teenagers to the United States. This is the Guatemalan president saying, you guys have gotten it wrong. The Biden's message, the Guatemalan president is saying, the coyotes immediately said, we'll get your kids, we'll take them to America, pay us the money, we'll get them there because of reunification, because they'll get you to America eventually. So use your kids, send your kids. Some of them may get raped. Some of them may be murdered. Some of them may be attacked. It's worth it. Go for it. All right. If you're listening to this podcast, we ask each and every day, please, please, please share this podcast with your family and friends. Help us grow as we are still being locked out of Facebook. If you guys will help us grow, post this, share it, send it to your family and friends. We would greatly appreciate it. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.